Hello, and welcome to No Extra Notes. I'm your host, Richard Zaru. We're going to start the 2010 season with our second composer takeover. We'll let three composers take over the podcast to tell you all about their musics.
Hi, I'm composer Elizabeth Kennedy Bayer, and thank you for joining me for the second composer takeover here at No Extra Notes. I studied with Scott McAllister at Baylor University, where I received my bachelor's in composition, and I am currently seeking my master's in composition at Arizona State University. The first piece you will hear is a chamber piece titled Ponies to Nowhere. To learn more about the title or to hear more recordings, go to my website, ElizabethKennedyBayer.com. This arrangement is for flute, saxophone, violoncello, double bass, piano, vibraphone, percussion, and electric guitar. Ponies to Nowhere was written this past spring while studying with Roshan Edazadi. It is a minimalist piece drawing themes from Eve Baglarian, John Mackey, and of course Steve Reich. It's kind of a long piece, so we'll let it stop there. The next piece is from a four-part song cycle, Songs from the Suburbs. I wrote this in the fall of 08 with Rodney Rogers at ASU. I wrote all of the text for this cycle, as I do with most of my vocal works. We have soprano Allison Stanford and pianist Karen McCann.
Oh,
probably noticed that that song was not about recycling. All four songs in this cycle deal with some sort of domestic tragedy. All lyrics and recordings for songs from the suburbs are on my website. The next piece is Orange Veneer, a string quartet I wrote last year that was premiered at the Phoenix Art Museum. It was based off the work of Philip C. Curtis, an Arizona painter who helped start the museum. His paintings from a distance seem like pleasant scenarios, a party or group of people outside or families. He uses very vibrant colors. But as you get closer, you see that no one is making eye contact, or maybe the characters are wearing masks and everyone seems very withdrawn. And you realize that there is something much deeper running through his paintings. Orange is one of the main colors that he uses, thus the title Orange Veneer.
Thank you.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed my music. Don't forget to check out ElizabethKennedyBayer.com. Thanks so much.
My name is Hermes Camacho, and I'm currently a DMA student at the University of Texas at Austin. I'd like to play for you excerpts from three works of mine, and the first one comes from a string quartet I wrote in 2004 called Cold Winter. Having grown up in California, my wife Jacqueline and I had never really experienced actual cold weather, but living in Boulder, Colorado for 2 years changed that a little bit. You could say that this string quartet was inspired by our first November, our first chill in Colorado, and here you'll hear the Vinca String Quartet performing an excerpt from Cold Winter.
Thank you.
Something I learned early on from one of my first composition teachers was that your music should never be without a bit of your own personality. For me, it's humor. I can never pass up on a good joke, even if the joke's on me, which is often the case. So I jumped at the chance to write a song cycle based on a funny and sometimes slightly lewd set of six poems by Jonathan Swift called Verses for Fruit Women, each poem taking the persona of a market woman selling that particular item. The soprano, Carrie McDonald, is also the commissioner and provider of the text to Things Women Yell at Market, and she is accompanied by Caitlin Horn on piano. Here, they will be selling asparagus and oranges for you. The last piece I'd like to play is the Nocturne movement from a Pierrot Ensemble work I wrote back in 2007 called Three Pieces for Mixed Sextet. I have to credit this Nocturne to my wife. She listened to the early sketches of this work and said to me that I was either trying too hard or thinking too hard, but either way I needed to loosen up somehow. Well, as any good husband would do, I listened to her, which I think turned the movement into something about four times better than originally conceived. Performing in this recording is Joanna Martin on flute, Sharunas Jankowskis on clarinet, Amy Harris on violin, Liz Lee on cello, Zach Wilson on piano, and Owen Weaver on percussion. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this piece. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the second edition of Composer Takeover on No Extra Notes. My name is Jacob Gottlieb, and today for my podcast, instead of playing one or two full-length pieces for you, I'm going to play you one-minute excerpts of just about every piece that I've ever made from age 17 to my last recorded piece made in spring 2009 in chronological order. That way you can get a taste of all of my output from my beginnings until now, warts and all. And if you decide that you like a particular piece, you can listen to it in full on my website. I'm not going to announce any of the titles, but in case you're curious, you can go to www.jacobgotlieb.com/takeover.html and see the titles of all the pieces and their dates in order. Thanks for listening and hope you enjoy. You're listening to the second edition of Composer Takeover on No Extra Notes. My name is Jacob Gottlieb, and if you liked what you heard, you can check out more of my music at www.jacobgotlib.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is copyright 2009, No Extra Notes. Our theme music was written by Sarah Horick. I'm your host, Richard Zaru, and I hope you download us next week at noextranotes.wordpress.com.